This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, we're going to hear this as we come live on Genesis. This is hour number two on Thursday, the 7th of April, and we have Greg Ford here, amazing MDM military officer, and he's giving a major revelation of some new information you need to hear right now. Go ahead, Greg, please.
Okay, and so what it is, you know, I was young at the time when my uncle told me this story, all right, and he was working sonar. Okay, on a U.S. Navy destroyer,
right?
And they were coming into a place called Pearl Harbor,
right?
And this, by the way, this story is just now just beginning to break loose a little bit, but the thing is the submarine, the K-129, all right. That was the name of the destroyer, the designation K-129, and it was tracking right overhead the American destroyer, okay, which my uncle was working the sonar phones on, and my uncle notified the captain of the destroyer, and he said, and he told the captain, "Look, that sub is right underneath us, right below us,
right
at this time, okay." And so the captain he contacted Washington and said, "What do we do?" And so what the captain did, he received orders. And this is confirmable. The captain then waited till the submarine was directly below the destroyer, our destroyer, and he ordered the captain ordered the destroyer to go ahead and drop its anchor. All right.
Well, wow.
In other words, there were no depth charges involved, no hedgehogs, anything that normally you would use to destroy a submarine. But what happened was, and my uncle said he actually heard the whole crush. When the destroyer dropped its anchor, which was a 30 ton anchor.
The anchor
hit the hull of the Russian submarine, and it destroyed the submarine. My uncle heard the explosion, heard it decompress instantly, and that submarine, as far as I can tell, is still there.
All right. And where water was that in? Where's this?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Where was this interaction between the submarine? Was it off? You said Pearl Harbor, Hawaii,
It was coming into Pearl Harbor, Hawaii.
Right, here in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Now, why is this important? Because it sounds like it's back maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Even longer than that. Okay.
Right. Why is this important to know now?
Why is it important? Because it turns out that the sub was going to come in to the harbor and launch a missile. Okay? As far as we can tell, it was going to launch a nuclear missile at the U.S. And it turns out that what had happened was on that submarine was that a KGB crew of 12, it was a 12 KGB commandos that had been sent by Yuri Andropov, and they were going to, and they had actually taken over the submarine crew, and they were using the American destroyer as cover to pull into the harbor at Pearl Harbor and fire a missile.
Now, why is that important now? Because we know that at some point Russia's already threatened, even Putin's even threatened, that if we do the kind of things that we're doing right now, we're threatening World War III, which is exchange of nuclear weapons. And he's very upset about the fact we have defensive nuclear anti-missile systems on all the eastern side of Europe aimed directly at Russia that can be switched over in 3 or 4 hours into offensive weapons that can attack Russia. So Russia is very ticked off at the expansion of NATO and this other system. And is there a tie in between these two things? Because my suspicion is that, you know, we're seeing the sides of this thing being amping up since the coronavirus, and we're getting closer and closer to a major conflict, aren't we?
Well, I think it barely gets closer than what I just described, and the thing was that was a nuclear missile. And it was a nuclear submarine, and I think it was only a matter of moments from when that captain was ordered to drop that anchor onto the hull of that nuclear submarine, and so what we have here is we have a Yuri Andropov who had ordered the submarine and the KGB crew on board to take over and fire a missile at the United States.
Wow.
So, you know, right.
Well, which state do you think they would have tried to hit? Because they're going all over from Hawaii. Would they try to hit, like, Los Angeles or Washington, D.C., or where would they try to hit?
Well, now you've gone into the area of conjecture. But at that point, they could have launched from Pearl Harbor, all right, which would have made everybody ambivalent about firing any kind of response back at our own facility, our own state, okay, our own U.S. territory at that point. And the thing was that they would probably it wouldn't have mattered.
But in other words, they wouldn't have think it was a Russian missile coming from Pearl Harbor. It means it would be launching it from Pearl Harbor. They think, well, whose missile is this? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And it only takes, you know, we're only talking 7 minutes of travel time here. After
from
launch one of those.
Seven minutes from where to where?
From, and I might not be accurate, but the 7 minutes from Hawaii to the U.S.
Right. Now, this fits in with what we've talked about in previous shows. The fact that we're not getting a response by any of the political parties dealing with nuclear missiles in Nicaragua with Cortez and in La Orchilla Island, which is the Antilles, similar to the Grenade Island ones removed during Ronald Reagan. So what we're dealing with here, and we had John Spring on, of course, who was a whistleblower for both the Cuban Missile Crisis in Grenada. We're seeing a situation where I believe that the Russians and the Chinese are chock-a-block full down there. You mentioned this before, some of your contacts. In Central America, the Chinese are there and the Russians are there, and they're getting ready for some kind of a responsive attack from the south of the United States in Central and South America, aren't they?
Well, I would think so, judging by, you know, I can only go on history.
Right.
And
so, in other words, the similarity here is that this is like this thing that happened in Hawaii, only what happened is we're ignoring the fact that, I mean, I contacted, Jeff Ritz, I think, 4 years ago and went over the state, because about 6 years ago I got the contact intelligence information, even the satellite photos of Grenada Island. And nobody, even other politicians or even hosts like Alex Jones or anybody, Stu Peters, wants to interview me talking about the fact that one of the biggest things is this, I call this Russian nuclear erection aimed directly south of us in Central America. I mean, people don't face the fact that Russia's on a rage to reestablish either directly, overtly, or covertly the Soviet Union, right? And it's a direct opposition to the New World Order and the Grand Reset, because we have different parties as my wife Michelle said very wisely, there's not just one New World Order, there's three or four, there's at least three. There's the Western one with Klaus Schwab and America and the West, which are in a sense the neo-Nazis, because the Nazis took over the OSS and the space program. And then we have the Russians with their attitude, with their temple in Moscow Square with all the places that they actually conquered over the last 1,000 years. And then we have the Chinese who are playing Sensu games, economically and otherwise, to gain world power. And each of them, I would say, each of them has their own particular means of trying to maintain world power, whether it's financial or military. And obviously, we're getting closer and closer to a big conflict, aren't we?
And don't forget North Korea.
Right.
Any excuse that they can find to launch a new missile and test a new missile.
I heard those missiles had struck North America even 4 years ago. I got evidence from my intel agencies they can even strike North America or North Korea. We're going to talk right through this commercial break here.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop or long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious... This is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.
What I'm trying to discern here is that your breaking news is basically going back to something that occurred probably, 40, 50 years ago, in where the submarine was destroyed. I see a great amount of ignorance by the media and by both parties to the presence of nukes in Nicaragua and Laurentian Island. I see the NATO increasing the amount of weapons, although they try to discern whether or not it's an offensive or defensive one. I think that's going to stun. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're giving them tanks or anti-aircraft missiles or robotic drones or whatever. They're all offensive weapons. This idea that they don't want to give them, and I personally think, why are they trying to give them old-style Russian 29 jets if the pilots who would fly them can fly a more advanced jet from America or the West? Why don't they give them the better jets with advanced weapon systems on them? And also remote drones that go in there to totally neutralize the airspace. So the Russians, once the airspace is neutralized, the main thing now is anti-artillery systems, which, by the way, we have. We have the S-300, S-400, et cetera, another anti-artillery system. So whether you fire that missile from an aircraft at high altitude above, or you fire from an outside in Russia toward Ukraine, we can take those missiles out with systems we already have. So we could cleanse the airspace over Ukraine and then bring the parties to heel, so to say, stop this. Because from what I can see here, the solution is really simple. Once you neutralize the airspace, you say, look, he doesn't need to formally go to take over these parts to make them part of Russia, but they are, in a sense, part of Russia. Yeah, the eastern parts of Ukraine would just be an avenue to bring down the Russian oil to sell to the Black Sea. And the rest of Ukraine could have its own security forces so it can never be invaded by Russia or anybody else. Yeah, a new kind of arrangement. They need to change whatever NATO is, because it should include Ukraine and other things in a way that right now they've decreased the size of their military for many of these so-called NATO nations, so they couldn't defend themselves if Russia decided to invade them anyway. Most of the nations have decreased their army and their military, including like Germany, down to less than a quarter of what they used to have. And they're not putting enough money into it. So my guess is if Russia really wanted to take over these countries, they could, but they would not be able to necessarily occupy them, but they certainly could dominate the hell out of them. What do you think is going on here? Because NATO has become, I know that the Britain get out of the European Union, which is part of Brexit. They actually managed to do that. I know that the NATO is basically not operating under the full powers that it should be to protect not only NATO nations, but they reduce their own size in the military. And Russia, I think, is basically probably doesn't either have the size of military force or whatever to do the full occupation. They may be able to engage, but they can't occupy all these nations in Europe. But they definitely can cause a lot of destruction. I mean, if they decide to go to cybernetic attacking or chemical, biological, nuclear weapons, the whole world cannot stop them. I mean, it really doesn't matter what we say. If Russia starts throwing nukes or chemical, biological weapons, the other side and all of us are dead, are doomed, right?
Well, you're kind of all over the map with this, Bill. But
yeah, what I'm trying to say is I think that at certain levels we can probably engage Russia, but I don't think we can stop them if they decide to go completely whole hog, is what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
Yes, and we also need to understand, okay, at this time, that within the last, 7 weeks, that Russia, you know, we're assuming we're going to strangle Russia financially and
right.
Really get them to back down and get them to do what we want them to do.
Well,
right. I got news for everybody. As far as I can tell, that in the last, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, Russia has actually received about $26 billion for oil transfer purchases, and,
right.
and as I call them, POLs, primary oils and liquids. All right, and so
right.
We're talking just, you know, from the last 6 months to presently, they haven't lost anything; they've gained massive amounts of money. All right.
Right.
And so they can purchase any type of system that they want to do what they want at any time they want. I think that's what our situation is now. And remember that, as I said at the start of your show, that Vladimir Putin, he only knows what he was taught under Yuri Andropov.
Right.
And Yuri Andropov was a general, okay? So what we have is a situation where he only knows how to do certain things, certain operations, military operations, and
right.
He's going to do those. And he has the money now. He hasn't been strangled.
Yeah, I heard that the amount of money has gone up. The revenue in the last year has gone up $331 billion or something. It's not going down and going up from their oil sales and revenue from oil and gas.
And remember, I've actually been to the Kryoshka Basin myself and talked to those American engineers, petroleum engineers. Believe me, they knew what was going on a long time ago. Okay, they didn't understand about Ukraine, but they did understand about how much oil was being and could be shipped through this system called the Nord Stream 2.
Right,
and I really seriously doubt if the Nord Stream 2 has been stopped or controlled.
Okay. Now, the Nord Stream 2 is the one that is going through the Baltics. Is that right?
Yeah, Baltic and the Black Sea.
Right. Now the one going through the Baltic, what I heard is they haven't even stopped the actual production, which has also got American engineers on it. They just said they haven't licensed it to restart releasing oil through this pipeline, which they have. In other words, it was going to release, I think, in June, and they decided to withhold that licensure. So in other words, what I heard is they hadn't stopped the construction or the development of the pipeline. They just said, we're not going to use it. Is that what you've heard, too? You've actually, and I heard that from both Biden and from the Europeans, and I'm thinking, you can't do that. I mean, the Europeans would starve in the dark, and I guess their energy requirements because they got rid of a lot of their... They tried wind and solar, which is stupid, in Germany. And they have some coal, but they don't really have any oil. So they get oil and gas from Russia, and they're the big, if you want to call it, economic engine of Europe, is Germany. So the idea that Germany is going to have a big industry collapse because they don't have enough oil and gas is a real reality now, isn't it?
If that is the case, okay, I don't see anything that would indicate that is actually happening right now.
It means that oil and gas is getting through. So a lot of the hoo-ha about they were cutting off oil and gas to Russia, that's not happening. At the same time, they say they want to stop it. So they cut off the money supply for the war by Russia, but they're not stopping anything, are they?
I doubt it. I really seriously doubt it. All right.
Yeah. In other words, we're being lied to that they somehow cut off the cash to Russia, which is the exact opposite. It's true. Right?
Exactly. And at this point, remember that before all this happened, just a few weeks ago, the U.S. was a net exporter of oil. And they were sending oil, plenty of oil out. Just,
right.
For example, just in the fields.
Wait till the bumper's finished. Wait till the bumper's finished, yeah.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mexico has replaced China as the dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across the border into the United States. State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh telling a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow.
Precursor chemicals used to create the illicit fentanyls are neither scheduled nor regulated nationally by Mexico and are thus legal to sell and ship.
DEA agent seized 3 million counterfeit prescription pills last year. That's three times the number in 2020. The Senate confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court Thursday, making her the first black female justice. In a 53-47 vote, she'll be replacing retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer in the summer. This is USA Radio News. House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee sent out letters earlier this week demanding answers from the 51 former intelligence officials who claimed reports of emails from Hunter Biden's laptop dealing influence peddling before the 2020 presidential election were Russian disinformation. The letter comes as more media outlets, including the Washington Post and New York Times, have authenticated the younger Biden's emails. Prompting Republicans to prepare for hearings if they capture the majority in November. A bill suspending U.S. trade relations with Russia is headed to President Biden's desk after easy passage by the House and Senate. The measure is a response to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying Russian President Vladimir Putin must be held accountable. USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888.
To create a lot of lockdowns. Now, it turns out in Russia that, as I mentioned before, there's a couple things about Russia that are a little unique. The number one, they put the family first. In fact, I think about 3 or 4 years ago, Putin instituted a day for pregnancy day for women to go home and get pregnant, and they give special benefits to families for having children because of the fertility rate is extremely low in Russia. Number two, that Russia does not accept the abortion on demand like we have here in America. They do not accept teaching kids wokeness and sexual conversion from male to female like we do here, like in America, with some of our politicians and our various state people. And they definitely are not interested in conversion of the human race into basically genetically engineered cyborgs. So that there's a tie between the Russian political system, the Russian we call religious system, that's very much against attacking the family. Now, you may not agree with it, the same way that there's higher castes in India and elsewhere, but they want to support and protect the family against what we have in the West here, which is basically a movement toward, with transhumanism and Satanism, to actually destroy the family. Now, if you actually look at the roots of that, it goes back to what we call Nazism. Now, Nazism did not originate in Germany. It originated in the United States. And it was translated, in fact, the magazines were transferred to Adolf Hitler, and he picked them up and decided to pick up this idea of the new modus or ideas of transforming the human race and human genetics so we would become the Übermensch, which he mentioned in his book. He mentioned, remember, Adolf Hitler's books. But he was actually inspired by Americans who were actually thinking about some of these ideas. And so, in fact, the people that started the idea of Nazism, the word Nazi basically is the idea of transforming the human race so that we become controllers of our own genetic and digital destiny. And that's why we have things like the Gedelt Project in Colorado Springs. That's why we have the genetic engineering of new vaccines and viruses. That's why we ultimately are giving things like graphene oxide, because we want to change human consciousness and eventually the human beings, so we eliminate pregnancies so that women are no longer the givers of the next generation of society. People are grown in bioreactors. And we have this already in China because we've actually moved our research from the United States to China. And there's a 250,000 bioreactors generating fetuses in, without an egg or a sperm in China. And I mentioned that blurb a few shows ago. Remember that? Talked about the origin of the right? Remember that little clip that I played?
Well, if you remember a few shows ago, I had mentioned my good friend and associate who's passed away now,
right?
Dr. Muzé, Edmund Muzé, who was the father of the nuclear bomb.
Right.
Okay, Dr. Muzé. All right, and you looked him up, Bill, and you did, and you had the right person. And what I pull my history from is what Dr. Muzé, who was the high tech expert on nuclear fission, we'll call that nuclear fission, for Adolf Hitler. It was Edmund Muzé, and he was in charge. Dr. Muzé was in charge of Hygro-Norilsk, and anybody can look it up. Hygro-Norilsk was the heavy water production site facility for Germany. So you know, a lot of what I gathered what was the environment, and especially the political environment of Germany, came from Dr. Muzé.
Right. Well, then what happened is at the end of the war, they transferred all these, not only the space program, but also the OSS scientists, and all these nuclear scientists, and Dr. Muzé and all these other people, thousands of them, tens of thousands, were all transferred from Germany to America, and they become embedded. So what people need to realize is the New World Order is not coming from Germany or from Russia or China. It's coming from the United States. The New World Order is originating here, and people don't get that, do they?
Yes, that's very close, because it was the University of Chicago is actually where Dr. Muzé was actually, he was actually kidnapped, okay? He and his wife, who was the expert on nephrology, okay, at the time, but he was actually flown and transferred to the University of Chicago, where he actually developed unchained nuclear reaction, and I say that because the situation.
Well, it was done there at the University of Chicago and Oak Ridge National Lab, and I have contacts there. Oak Ridge National Lab was the main lab, but they were doing a lot of work on this work, weren't they? Oak Ridge.
Well, unchained nuclear reaction. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
But the thing was is that and you can actually go to the Museum of Industrial Science in Chicago. You can actually see the tests with Dr. Muzé there being run on unchained nuclear reaction, and hence as when you look at the patents for unchained nuclear reaction and power generation, you will see Dr. Muzé's name as the owner of those patents.
Right. Now, why is it important for us to know this? Because here's what I want people to understand. The West, which we want to think of ourselves as the savior of the world and all this stuff, we have a lot of Christian denominations, Jewish and other things. On the one hand, we have this mask over us, but in actual fact, behind the scenes, we're the ones that are allowing, in many states and so on, the conversion of male to female sex of kids. We're allowing the spread of wokeness. We're allowing the spread of inside our political systems. And ultimately, we're the ones that originated the viruses, which includes the coronavirus and probably these other bioweapons, which are used for part of the Grand Reset to reset the world population, to reduce it with Klaus Schwab and the globalists. So it's all tied together in one big package. And it's my feeling that their affiliates are associated with the United States, NATO, and Europe. You know, if you want to call the communist Chinese, or we're kind of going along with the thing on at least along one level. But nations are starting to grasp the idea that maybe the ultimate battle is between the family and transhumanism. Because the real goal here is not just territory, it's control of the human race, the genetics of the human race, and our actual digital and cognitive destiny, isn't it?
Well, that's a mouthful for certain, but I believe there is a definite striving to control and direct the whole process.
Right. So. Yeah, I'm going to play this little clip for just a little part of it here.
Ori's without human sperm or eggs. China's Suzhou Institute of Biomedical Engineering and Technology has created a system to raise human embryos with an artificial intelligence that monitors and adjusts the nutrition, carbon dioxide, and other levels within an artificial womb.
Now, the thing is that I got recruited in 1978. He wanted me to work with DARPA on some of these projects. I told him to go to hell. There were research at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, also research in the University of Milano in Italy, and they're growing human fetuses to 20 weeks. I presented my data to the HLI in Germany in Zurich, Switzerland, in 1997, March, when my son came with me and my wife, and I presented the data about human tissue transplantation for Parkinson's disease. You remember some of the Hollywood people that got Parkinson's disease there. I think one of the famous people that had Parkinson's. And they were doing work on diabetes and fetal tissue transplantation, including at Dalhousie University in Halifax, because there's five major centers in the world that were doing work on fetal tissue transplantation. And Dr. Jock Murray, one of the head neurologists, was there. And they were doing projects for trying to transfer mesenchymal neuron cells to reverse neurological damage and so on. And their idea is to re-engineer the human race to reverse diseases. Now, what people don't understand, on the one hand, they say we're going to reverse disease with this. On the other hand, they're trying to re-engineer what the human race is. And I believe that's what we're dealing with here now. Here is something that the Russians and other nations are wrestling with, the fact that we want to get rid of the family. That's the underlying thing with Nazis. They want to have the rise of the Übermensch, right?
Well, actually, Übermensch means subhuman.
Right, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create subhumans so that the race can replace the subcontractor. Huh.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com.
Bumper. So in other words, this Yuri Andropov missile in that submarine that would have changed what's called the Iran reset. In other words, after the bomb you mentioned on Nagasaki and Hiroshima was dropped, they decided to stop doing a Japanese-type war and decided to work out business deals. So it totally changed, in other words, the reset in terms of the way they decided to bring them to the, what they call the peace table or the negotiating table, is what you're saying, right?
Well, yeah, that's one thought, definitely one thought.
Right.
But I believe we were only seconds away from that actually happening. You know, if that destroyer, American destroyer, hadn't dropped its anchor and crushed the hull of K-129, that would have been it. Things. We might be talking Russian right now. We might be doing completely different business in the world as it is right now. So we have.
Where is all this going, everyone? I want you to. We got another, you know, 7, 8, 10 minutes left here of the show. And we're going to do a show again tomorrow on Friday. How would you summarize where we are right now? Because you know, if I was to give like just 1 minute, I'd say. It appears to me that within the next 30 to 60 days, this is going to be brought to resolution where you're going to see the war in the western part of Ukraine stop, and you're going to see the resolution of taking over Mariupol and these other coastal ports allow the Russians to have their avenue for their distribution of oil, and Russia will get what it wants. I don't see Russia having the intention of or the ability to take back Poland and the Baltic states and so on, as John Spring says. That they want to do that. I don't think they have the capacity to do that. And if they did, the other nations would rise up and produce enough military response to it, make it literally physically impossible, especially with things like killer robots and robotic drones and all kinds of other technology. That's why, for example, if we gave all the anti-missile systems we have right now to Ukraine, it doesn't matter if they fire a missile at a distance or from a drone in a high-altitude aircraft or whatever, we can knock them all out. So in other words, we have ways of neutralizing that kind of warfare. And my guess is that Russia is probably going to get what it wants, which is financial and economic security there. And Ukraine is going to get what it wants, which means it's going to have some kind of security control with other nations. But it's a different agreement. Like, they already have one.
Right now, in the entire eastern Ukraine is being evacuated with trains. They're moving them as fast as they can, get the people out of there. So as I said, virtually every 24 hours there's something dramatic.
And they're getting them out of there, because my feeling in the next 30, 60 days, I can see this coming to resolution. Now, the reason why I say it's a resolution is because I believe there's a grand reset in the world economy and the world ecology that's happening. And I think that was something we talked about on Tuesdays with Mark Gaffney. I think there may well be, and the globalists know this, some kind of a pole shift or galactic and solar events. We know that in April of 2024, there's going to be a solar eclipse, which might be tied to a solar explosion on the sun that occurs every 12,000 years, and I discovered that when I worked in Space Command, that there also is the passage that we already know is coming because we see it in deep space, Apophis, which is an asteroid that's called Destroyer in ancient Egyptian. It's eight times larger than the one that destroyed the dinosaurs. It's not going to hit Earth, but it's going to pass at two lunar distances, but it has a number of debris field that will probably hit us. So we'll probably have a lot of, you know, impact, you know, small, maybe you want to call asteroids or small meteors are going to strike the Earth. We're probably facing what we call a cataclysmic event in the next 8 to 10 years. And the globalists have been building underground cities like crazy. In every country on Earth I know, whether it's Bechdel Corporation drilling through underground cities to connect with cold dormant magma domes, which I did with John Fiel and Phil Schneider, or other companies. China is one of the biggest ones building underground cities, and so is Norway and all these other countries. I think that they're a fragment of the globalists and the elite are getting themselves ready for a survival plan, no matter what happens on the surface of the Earth. And it's not just a nuclear war. I think it's a world cataclysmic event that they see coming. And one of the ways they're going to improve survival is to kill off most of us before these events happen. My suspicion is that things are tied together. And you have to understand the craziness behind their behaviors. Like, it doesn't make sense unless you figure out there's something else going on here that they may have knowledge of, but they're not sharing it with us. Like, for example, released recently, I saw last night on Tucker Carlson about their disclosure program by the U.S. military on aliens. Well, I took care of pilots for the U.S. Air Force Academy and for civil aviation that have known about aliens for five decades. And this is not, you know, like high sci-fi crazy BS. And yes, there have been really encounters have been very nasty, some of them, some of them very strange. But the fact is, we know that they're, when I talked to my colleague, Colonel Lynn Wells, who's the director of NORAD, for a radar command in NORAD that would activate HUMI to activate the launch on command sequence for submarine-based and launch missiles and land-based missiles, that we've had alien intervention to prevent nuclear war multiple times. So in other words, there's this thing called the Galactic Federation that's actually interfered directly with the advance of possible nuclear exchange between different countries and continents in the past. So there's something going on a global and a galactic event that maybe, you know, the sun changes, Earth changes, in galactic events that are happening, they're somehow integrated with what's going here on Earth. We're not alone in the universe. And I don't have all the answers, but I'm raising issues here that tells me that people are not prepared for food shortages, economic collapse, they're not prepared for climatic, major climatic things, or even a pole shift. We know that the next pole shift is very likely going to bring the equator to pass through Havana, Cuba, rather than northern South America, or Ecuador, which means the equator is going to move probably around 1,600 kilometers north toward Havana, Cuba, which means most of the United States will be in a subtropical region. We know that likely there's going to be major changes to Earth, and this has happened in the last 125,000 years five times, where there's been a pole or a shift that's been proven. It's been proven now with research over 200 years in Britain with their mines there. So there's things coming together to me that the higher people in the globalist levels know when they have their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket to survive what's coming. They're not telling the rest of us all what the hell they think they're doing. And there's different factions, whether it's the Russian faction or the European and North American faction, but each one has their own specific plans for this grand reset or whatever the hell they're doing. I think it's somehow tied together. What do you think?
Well, I think sometime that you ought to give me a call, okay, and we'll talk about this. Because I believe there's about five points that you just brought up that are relative to what's going to happen. And it's important that we keep this in context, is that what is going to happen in the next few days and a few weeks, all right? Not a few months. I'm not concerned about that, but the next
week. Well, you're going to Portugal next week, I think, isn't it?
Right. Yes.
And that's something to do with the Fatima thing. Now, my suspicion is when the Pope did this designation and consecration of Russia to the Sacred Heart of Mary and so on, all this stuff. There's something going on here on a religious and a galactic and a geopolitical level. It's kind of bizarre, and I'm not sure, I don't really understand it, but I can tell there's some kind of ceremony going on here on a global level, a consciousness level, that tells me something on a very obtuse or, you know, high level that the regular person down here and doesn't understand at all. Does that make sense?
Well, a whole lot of people not understanding it, but the situation is that we, you know, need to anticipate very large changes happening, you know, with society right now, and also the government. The more important is the government mindset that is actually controlling and calling the shot, so to speak.
I'll tell you what I suspect is going to happen to this. The war is actually moving toward what's called controlled digital currency, which is, in fact, the controlled digital currency is tied to a thing called the Mark of the Beast, which is not only a digital financial system, it's also a genetic control system. So I believe the war we have right now, which is part of the Grand Reset, is pushing us and the U.S. Federal Reserve System toward the idea of a digital currency. And people aren't facing that this is actually formulating the actual background needs and by the global government for a Mark of the Beast system. Does that make sense? In other words, the war is driving us toward the Mark of the Beast. Does that make sense?
Well, I'll reserve comment on that, Bill. All right?
I want you to reserve comment. I want to think about it, though. I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm raising issues here, and we'll continue this tomorrow. My guess, what do you think is going to happen between now and then next week, let's say, because we'll continue this discussion tomorrow, but what do you think is going to happen here? A couple minutes left.
I have to make a couple of phone calls right now, to people that were in charge of different departments, okay?
Okay, well, I'll tell you, give me a call back afterwards, and we'll continue this tomorrow. I really appreciate your input here. I don't have all the answers. I just want to raise more questions.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Rejuvenated, happier you.
Online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.